This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Hillary Clinton is in New Jersey today as her campaign ramps up its presence in the Garden State ahead of its June 7th primary. The Democratic frontrunner spoke earlier this afternoon at Camden County College.
To be at this college, to have a chance to kick off this primary campaign here in South Jersey.
Clinton's opponent, Bernie Sanders, was in New Jersey earlier this week, and Donald Trump has an event scheduled for next week. The state's primary, as always, is among the last on the electoral calendar when nominating contests are usually all but settled. After seeing candidates barnstorm New York for weeks back in April, we got to thinking, does it have to be this way? Here to help us answer that question is Bridget Callahan Harrison. She's a professor of law and political science at Montclair State University. Welcome.
Hi, Jamie.
Well, let's begin with the obvious question. Why doesn't New Jersey just move the dates so that its residents can have a little fun and a little more say in the outcome of the primaries?
It actually has. Back in 2008, New Jersey moved back to February. It was February 5th that year, and we participated along with many other states in what was then dubbed Super Duper Tuesday. One of the problems in having that be a permanent fix is that we have lots of other races that are contingent on primary outcomes, including races at the municipal, congressional levels. And typically, those primaries are not set until June. And so in 2008, we actually had an additional primary. So we had our presidential primary and then a primary in June. And that, of course, costs about $10 million. So that explains some of the hesitancy to add in an extra election in New Jersey.
So how much money does this essentially meaningless vote cost New Jersey taxpayers?
Well, it doesn't cost anything additional because New Jersey needs to hold a primary. We need to nominate our congressional candidates in each of our districts. And of course, we need to nominate candidates for municipal and county offices. So New Jersey has to have a primary. The fact that we don't get a whole lot of attention from the presidential nominees because our primary is late kind of cuts us out of that. But this is an election that we have to have.
Well, then I've got to ask, what else will New Jersey be voting for on June 7th? Any interesting down ballot primary races or anything else we should be looking for?
There are very, very few interesting down ballot races. We may have one competitive election come November. In the 5th Congressional District, we see an election between Scott Garrett, the incumbent, and his challenger likely will be Josh Gottheimer, who was a former Bill Clinton speechwriter. Gottheimer looks like he's creating some buzz, and the nature of that congressional district, the fact that it's changed a lot demographically, means that it actually could be one of those districts that swings the other way. But when it comes to our congressional elections, most of our incumbents are pretty well protected without a whole lot of challenge.
Is there any reform that could be enacted to make a state like New Jersey more a part of the process? It seems kind of meaningless.
You know, when it comes down to it now, I think that this election season in particular, there's a very strong case to be made for a national primary so that voters in all states go at the same time and select the party's nominee. What that would mean is that there would be less of a probability that you'd see the kind of candidate attributes that, you know, favor agricultural states, evangelical states. It would kind of be mediated because you have some of the more populous states included in the mix.
The other pot of money in New Jersey is the one donors make to campaigns, even if their vote doesn't matter much. Do some New Jerseyans exercise their political voice and choice with their wallets?
Well, that is one of the ways in which we do get candidate attention. So they're happy to come and attend cocktail parties at fancy houses and pick up lots of checks. Typically, New Jersey ranks among the top 10 states in terms of political contributions. This year, I would suspect that it's likely to be even higher, given the fact that we have a kind of neighboring favorite daughter in the race, and of course, Donald Trump, who also is a kind of neighboring son. So I think that both of them will be raising funds in the Garden State, and that's how we'll get their attention.
Bridget Callahan Harrison teaches law and political science at Montclair State University. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.